Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you. I'm at Tamarack Beach today. And real estate agents are fleeing the industry at an absolute record pace. Why is that? Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and we'll talk about them a little later. But first things first, real estate agents. We have talked so much about real estate over the course of the last 2 years. You're starting to see this come to a head. There's been a lot of changes that have happened. The National Association of Realtors had massive lawsuits that were regional, that went national, that have huge ramifications for the real estate industry and for us as real estate buyers. Now, the thing about this is that I love this area. It's such a beautiful spot. The thing about this that's really different is that there's been lawsuits where the realtors lost and were found to be colluding with each other from a buyer's agent and a seller's agent, and there's going to be massive changes in the real estate industry. Over the course of the next year, you're going to see these huge changes take effect. Now, one step further is that you're starting to see real estate agents leave the industry completely, okay? At the end of 2023, it was anticipated, there were 440,000 real estate agents that were out there. Now, here's the thing. It was 72,000 less than the year before. And April Strickland is a real estate agent in Gainesville, Florida area. And she's like, wait a second, I've been doing this since 95, and this is completely broken right now. You're seeing this industry completely broken, where you have, in her area alone, there's 1,500 real estate agents, and only a couple hundred houses get sold every month. So there's something wrong to where not everybody's participating in the industry. Now, what she's seeing is what we're seeing here, is that these real estate agents are not making money right now doing anything. They're just not making money right now. So with that being said, like she said, they're running out of money, so they can't advertise, and you know, it's just not putting a sign in front of a house. There's a lot more to it for the good agents. The bad agents that don't do anything, that's the extent of it. And you could do that yourself, guys. Remember that. You could do that yourself. So what we're seeing is all these agents that are stepping away from this industry, and you're going to see big problems because they're not allowing some of these agencies, you know, with buyer's agents. Are you going to write your buyer a check? You know, I get a kick out of this because the average house is basically, you know, $440,000. Okay. You buy that house, it's about 13 grand in commissions, buyer's commission. Who's going to write the check for that? You're going to go to somebody. You find the house on Zillow, Reddit, you know, realtor.com. You're going to go out and you're going to see that people are not going to pay for those agents. They're just not going to do it. They're just not going to write a check. Now, I had somebody write me and say, hey, we're putting together personal financing to get signature loans so you can afford to pay your real estate agent. You'd have to be a crack to do that. So here's what you're seeing right now. Realtor.com is getting rid of sharing leads with real estate agents. There are agents out there that will not be able to survive because they will not have Realtor.com as a lead source for them. So they're completely eliminating this right now. The next up, they say that they're going to do this with Zillow. So what's going to happen? There are agents out there, and I've had people send me stories where people are spending $15,000, $20,000 a month with these places to get leads. Now, think about it. If you're in an area like Southern California, here I am in San Diego right now. Here in San Diego, you know, you've got houses that are well above $850,000, $1 million, okay? If you could sell one house a month, you know, what do you care if you spend $15,000, $20,000 on a lead source? You don't care about that. So with that being said, you know, people are paying for these leads all the time, okay? Now, these agents that don't have any money, they're not doing any such thing. and now they want us to write the check for the realtors? No way. Not a chance, guys. You're going to see the... I'm going to get hit with a wave. Right there. Yeah, awesome. So, you're going to see this be a big problem. And these people are not making money right now. So because they're not making money, they're not in the industry. In 2020 and 2021, as we were locked down, it was the greatest profession in the world. Go become a real estate agent. Everybody's making money hand over fist. You don't need to worry about it. It's just, oh my God. You know, you've been to a house before. You could sell it. That's simple. Well, it's not the case, guys. And these people are finding out how difficult it is to do this. Now, these lawsuits, the realtors out there don't want you to believe that this is a big deal. This is going to revolutionize and change everything when it comes to real estate, because the listing agent, okay, no longer has to provide a commission for the buyer's agent, okay? So that's no big deal, Dan. They're just going to have a side agreement. No, they're not, because guys like me are never going to have a buyer's agent ever again. Ever again, okay? So correct me if I'm wrong on that. Now the next thing is you're starting to see big problems with different crime inside of grocery stores. Kroger in the Ohio area is mandating that they're going to pull a Walmart and have somebody outside the stores at the exit to say, hey, can I see your receipt? Why do you need to see my receipt? Because I want to make sure you bought the bacon that's shoved down your pants, Dan. Okay, so they're going to start checking people to make sure that they purchased everything, okay? Which I'm fine with. I have no problem giving that information up if I purchase something. Who wouldn't do that, okay? So there's that. But Kroger says that they may institute this nationally. Now, Kroger and Albertsons just merged. So Albertsons is a store we have here in California, and it's just a matter of time until they start doing this, which I could care less about. I'm just tired of the theft. I'm tired of people shoving stuff down their pants and their jacket pockets, it being the height of spring and it getting hot out and people going in and stealing stuff. It's terrible. So they're going to eliminate that. Giant, stores in the Washington, D.C. area says you can no longer bring big bags in. And they don't want bags used inside the stores. Now, remember, we want your refillable bags. Well, what people do is they put their stuff in there and they go up to the counter and ring it up. But then you got some criminals in there that go and just fill the bags with stuff and steal. No, they want that done. So, what do you guys think about this right now? Let me know. This is a beautiful spot. It's absolutely stunning. And when the tide gets like this, it's a great place to come down and walk. It's overcast this morning. And a friend of mine is buying a business, starting a business, buying a bunch of equipment, wanted me to come down and look at lasers and things like that he's purchasing and ask questions. And okay, I'll be happy to do that with you. So, you know, very cool. Look at the stylish glasses I got to wear when they use the laser. So, it's nice. Want to get a pair of those. Okay. Anyways, let me know what you think so far. And there's more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Gold right now is very high. People are looking at precious metals in their retirement and to protect their nest egg. You should look at this as well. The best place to do this with is Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Let them know that I allegedly sent you. But guys, you don't get to become number one rated without good reason. And their good reason is their customer service, the quality, the pricing, everything that Patriot Gold offers. They sell all types of precious metals. You need to look at a way to protect yourself and your family in the future. Look at what all the experts are doing. They are buying gold hand over fist right now. Do the same thing. Contact Patriot Gold today. Do it now before it's too late. If you don't want to call, use the link below, 888-330-1431, but contact them today before it's too late. Remember, the stock market is teetering right now. You want to protect yourself before it's too late. Now, Lynn sent this next story. Biotech, biosciences. Man, did I live that lifestyle for, you know, many years when I was in the industry doing medical events and things like that. And a company that I worked a lot with, Takeda Pharmaceuticals, in Massachusetts, they're going to lay off 641 people. Ow. Hello. Again, it doesn't make a difference what industry you're in right now. Business is off. How can we cut costs? How can we trim the fat? How can we get rid of the people that we don't need to make this place stay afloat? The number one thing is payroll. And you better sell. You better bring something to the table or they're going to get rid of you. I have a line that everybody sells in a company, and that's the best company that there is. And I have a story about Grant Cardone, but that's one of his philosophies too, is if you're not bringing something to the table or bringing something inside the office, you're not of value to him or to the company. Now, these layoffs that you're seeing, when you have these companies that have over 100 layoffs at a time, they have to give 60 days notice. And that's what you're seeing as a big deal. So 641 more people are gonna lose their jobs right now. Ow, chimama, okay? Now, let's talk about Grant Cardone for a second. His whole thing is the myth of having a bank account in a savings account, it's a myth. You should have equity, home equity in your house, and be able to write a check against the home equity in your home. That's great if you can do that, okay? But I also think that people do that feverishly, okay? And, you know, okay? I think people are given money and don't respect it at all. And sometimes when people get money quickly, they don't understand the effort that it took to make it, because I used to work for an hourly wage. Now I'm a real estate agent and I just made $40,000 in one day. I'm gonna do this over and over again. Maybe. What if you don't? Okay? The people at Takeda that are losing their jobs, what do you think they feel right now? They're gonna see more and more of this right now. You haven't seen anything yet when it comes to this. So the myth of savings. Now, I love Grant Cardone for a lot of reasons. His motivation, selling, working, don't give up, all these messages that guy did, turning his life around when he was completely upside down, those are messages I truly believe in. The thing about this is, man, how could you even face your wife if you make $400,000 a year? That guy said that. There's videotape and tape and TikToks and everything, and this guy said you should be ashamed of yourself if you bring in less than $400,000 a year. How can you even live with yourself if you're that guy? Well, that's where it gets crazy, you know? So, Sam Bankman-Fried's co-CEO of FTX Group, Ryan Salome, that guy just got 8 years in jail. His lawyers were saying, hey, Ryan really did, he really did help out with his prosecution. No, he didn't. These guys lied to the bitter end, and then when they got caught, then they turned on everybody, and that guy got 8 years. So there is some justice in the world, if you know what I mean. It's nice that these guys are not getting a free pass right now, because I kept thinking that they were going to get a free pass. So his lawyers wanted 18 months in jail, which is great. But this place that I'm in right now, the tide comes in certain times of the year and completely wipes this place out. And if you see these rocks, all the water goes up to the stairs here. But you can just see how the tide crashes against this area. It's really unique. It's very beautiful to see this. But, it's just one of those great places in San Diego. San Diego is like Laguna Beach in the sense that there's a lot of these smaller beaches you can go to. that are just beautiful. You could sit up there, you could climb up on this area up here, and then lay up there, and that takes you over to the other side. We've filmed here before, and the tide was out. We've had the tide in, we've had it both ways. But let me know what you think about this. The Sam Bankman-Fried guy, I kept thinking these guys were gonna walk and get no jail time. It's nice to know that Sam's eating vegan food in prison. Okay, wonder what that's like. Let me know. I'm gonna finish this video with these last couple stories, and they were emails that you guys sent me in. Bruce sent me in about logging into his bank account, and his bank wants him to use Voice ID. And he's like, pass, I'm rejecting this. And good for Bruce. He goes, Dan, it's just one more thing for them to have access to, and I don't want them to have my voice right now with all the identity theft and everything that's going on. I'll, log in manually like I have been forever. So good for Bruce. Angela wrote me a story and said, I want to thank you for telling everybody to have paper statements because it saved me. Because on her cable account, or her Wi-Fi account, they were going to impose a charge to go with a paper statement. And you could avoid it if you had direct link to your bank account. And she's like, wait a second, if I didn't know this, if I didn't read this on my paper statement, I never would have opened up the email for these people. And they were stopping the payments. In other words, unless you agree to these type of terms, we're not gonna process the payment through your credit card because you need to pay these extra fees of $3.50 a month to use a credit card. So if she wouldn't have seen that, it would have gone on for 2-3 months. Of course they're not gonna call her, but she would have had late fees during that time. And she's like, pass, I'm not putting up with this. So thanks guys for all that stuff. But are you guys seeing this stuff? Because I'm telling you, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of how can we chisel? We're not making money, so we wanna squeeze you for every dollar we have. So let me know what you guys are sick of. Send those emails in, keep them coming. I appreciate each and every one of you guys out there. But don't forget to join the email list. See this little image right here, this QR code? Take a picture of that, put your phone up to it, and you can join the email list, and we have one coming out this week. So you don't wanna miss that, okay? Any stories that you guys wanna share with me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. And it was nice coming down here. It was nice looking at my friend's potential business. I think he's gonna do it myself, but it'll be neat to see what he comes up with. And he appreciated my expertise and questions and things like that I had for the guy's company that was selling the products. So anyways, onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. And what do you guys think about this? What other industry is losing employees hand over fist, or workers, or agents, or whatever you want to call it? You know it's real estate agents. They're the ones, biggest area of problem right now. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll see you guys soon.